All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
The local perspectives, breaking news, and trusted journalism you hear on NPR News are powered by member support. Donate now during the spring member drive to keep this vital service accessible to all. Go to mprnews.org to make a contribution. Frontline workers in Minnesota who had to remain on the job in person during the pandemic can start receiving money soon. First, though, they need to apply for those so-called hero checks. After more than a year of haggling, the legislature finally agreed on $500 million in direct payments for frontline workers. Nicole Blissenbach is the deputy commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. She's on the line to talk more about the program and what it will mean for frontline workers. Deputy Commissioner, welcome to Minnesota Now.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, let us look at what types of jobs, what industries, who is included in this program?
Yeah, well, the legislation was actually pretty specific in how they set that out. They did identify 15 different frontline sectors. And in those sectors, there are other eligibility criteria that need to be met. So, what I can say is the Department of Labor and Industry is really excited to administer this program. Working through the current way the application will look right now and making sure that we are getting to every eligible worker that may be out there to get them information about the program as it becomes available and as we're developing it.
Now, I know the employers in the identified frontline sectors have to tell all current workers who may be eligible for payments. How's the department working with those employers?
Yes, absolutely. That is a priority for us. We are in the process of developing information for both the public in general and specifically employers. So the legislation does provide that employers need to provide notice to current employees who may be eligible. So we are currently drafting and developing an employee notice that employers can use to provide to those employees who may be eligible.
Now, what if I was a person who was working on the front lines and I'm not at I left my employer who I was working for in 2020. Am I not eligible?
No, you're still eligible as long as you meet those eligibility criteria that are set forth in the legislation. One of our first order of business after the bill was signed by Governor Walz was to launch a website. And I think it's really important to say that that's the best place to get information. We will be updating that website with frequently asked questions, with other informational handouts in multiple languages. And eventually that website will be where the application will be hosted. So that website address is frontlinepay.mn.gov. And we knew there would be a large demand for that website, and that has proven true. We've already received almost 400,000 views, and we've had over 88,000 people sign up to receive our updates.
It looks like that application process on your website is still under construction.
The application is. Yes, that is correct. We're in the process right now of finalizing necessary vendor contracts. Once those contracts are in place, we will begin the program build out. We do anticipate that the program will take approximately 4 weeks to complete. The build will take approximately 4 weeks. So while we don't have an exact application launch date, we expect to have one in the near future. And we do anticipate that the application will go live in June.
So there was talk at the legislature that this might take about 10 to 12 weeks. Is that pretty accurate?
So I think after we have the date that the application launches, much of the rest of the timeline is dictated in statute. So we know we need a 45-day application period. We know that we need time to verify eligibility. We also know that the legislation requires a 15-day appeals period for applicants that may be denied for one reason or another. And then we'll need time to process any appeals. So we will work based on that date that we are able to make the application go live, which, like I said, we expect to be in June. But all of the applicants will make their way through the process at the same time. And we, at the end of it, we will have a pool of eligible applicants and payments will be processed together.
Any idea what would go into a denial of an application?
Yes, I mean, the eligibility criteria as set out in the legislation requires a number of things. You have to have been employed for at least 120 hours in one of the frontline sectors. You need to have been unable to work from home for that time. You need to have worked in close proximity with people outside of your household, all of which we know increased the risk for those frontline workers. There are also income thresholds that you need to be under in order to be eligible, as well as unemployment insurance. You could not have received unemployment insurance for more than 20 weeks. So we'll be looking at those eligibility criteria. And if one of those is not met, denial, and that would trigger the appeals, that appeals period.
Have you had a chance to check in with other states who may maybe have done something similar to see how well it went on their end?
We have. We have been in contact with a number of states. And in fact, we're recently have had some contact with a state who's looking at doing a program similar to ours. So we have looked at that. There are obviously challenges and that can, whenever we're setting up a program of this size, but we feel very prepared. As you've mentioned, we've been working on preparing for this for about a year since that frontline worker pay work group started last summer. And we feel that with all the preparation we've had, with all the thought we've put into it, that we're really in a good position to have a successful program.
For folks who are listening and who want to apply, what would be the general amount of money they could get with a HERO check?
So that the legislation has it set up to so that once we have that final pool of eligible applicants, that $500 million appropriation will be split equally amongst those eligible applicants. So it's hard to say what that will be. I guess the best way to say it is we won't know until we know. But once we have that final pool of applicants, that money will be split evenly. The legislation does put an upper limit on it. No one will receive more than $1,500, but as we see what that final pool of applicants will be, the money will be split equally.
All right. We wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nicole Blissenbach has been with us. She's the Deputy Commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry.